This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Top of the hour time. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You can rest assured, day two is behind us, the Democratic National Convention, two more days. And then are you ready to rumble? You know, Scott, it's going to be lots of fun. You know, the two candidates going head-to-head here, and all this is just prelims, for the big contest, of course. And, we'll continue to hear more. And in order to kind of counter-program what Trump did with his family, Chelsea Clinton is going to be speaking on Thursday, you know, talking about her mother. So, the love fest continues out of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Why not? Hey, we were talking about this with James Herson, about these emails, it's the same old thing. You know, when the emails come up, it's spin. And the big question is there ought to be a crash course for Democrats to, teach them how emails work and also how people can access them. Mark Halperin was talking about the Russian DNC Trump, hack charges from Obama. Listen to what he had to say.
We would know the answer to the question of whether he's telling the truth and whether he has any connections, financial or otherwise, to Russia.
Well, again, you add Paul Manafort to this equation, too. And talk about Paul Manafort's connections and possible connections with Russia. Suddenly you have the Republican nominee and the person running his campaign looking extraordinarily close to a nation that Mitt Romney correctly said to jeers of ridicule 4 years ago was actually one of the greatest geopolitical threats to the United States.
I think the accusations the president's making, the Clinton campaign's making, are going way too far beyond the facts and evidence. And they're trying to distract from the fact that the DNC wrote these emails and then didn't
That's
have sufficient security.
Like.
I really think that if Republicans were making charges like this, the media would be going crazy on them.
Exactly. And you only have yourself to blame. You're the ones that wrote this. That had nothing to do, with the Russians. Not like Putin stepped in and hacked into somebody's email and said, hey, let's just have some fun here. We'll make up some scenarios. We'll talk about, Bernie's religion. We'll talk about these other things that, rig the process. This came from, from their fingertips, to their email server. And here it is. I mean, they're exposed. But, again, I'm still amazed that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, goes from the chair of the DNC and, Hillary hires her as part of her team. That in and of itself is so underreported and underanalyzed, other than, people say, well, she took one for the team, she's loyal, and so why not? But it's like, whoa, you've got somebody involved in some, moral or ethical deficiency, and, for somebody whose trust, numbers are in the tank and continuing to rise, more and more people are finding themselves, in a position where they just really can't trust Hillary Clinton. As Dr. Sebastian Gorka so brilliantly said last night, is that the Democrats would want us, and I'd say, the Clintons along with that, would want us to suspend reality. I mean, when you hear what Bill Clinton had to say about his wife, all very sweet and homey and everything, but, the other stories. And he, and it's kind of funny because, because he kind of made mention that there were some trials in the relationship. Some of the female pundits took that as code to say, well, did you understand, did you appreciate how sensitive he was and how he had hurt Hillary because of his philandering and that sort of thing? But it's like, well, according to the Secret Service, that philandering hasn't stopped. It still continues. So it's difficult. There's no question about it. But, hey, believe what you want to believe in. But it is important for us as Bruce Kaufman said earlier, it is absolutely critical for the future of this country that we know what we believe in, and hopefully it is bathed in the truth, ladies and gentlemen, because that's going to be critical if we're going to get this country back on track. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We've got more coming up. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8320.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome aboard, America. Good to have you along with us as we continue to fight the good fight to get this country back on track, as we insist. Going to be a bottom-up movement. It starts at the grassroots. Not going to be top-down. Top-down is what has us in this mess that we're trying to fight through right now. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Julie Kelly is with us. One of the leading voices in the increasingly contentious debate about America's food system. As a staunch defender of American agriculture and a promoter of biotechnological uses, such as genetically engineered foods, she has taken on the organic industry, environmental agencies, and celebrity chefs. She's fighting a good fight. She says she is a accidental activist, because when you're faced with these things and, you know, you just can't sit still any longer. And, Julie, you spent too many restless nights just agonizing over what was happening with, you know, America's food system, right?
Yes, I have a lot of, I'm usually awake at 3 a.m. thinking about these issues, and my family and friends think I'm nuts, but I'm dedicated to the cause.
Well, thank God that you're there, and I know there's others that are fighting the good fight alongside of you, you know, because that's a big question, you know, when I'm talking with people about, you know, all these diseases that are popping up, you know, in today's America, we're going, wait a minute, we didn't hear this much about cancer. We didn't hear about these different diseases. And now they're just, you know, running rampant in our culture. And we go, what is wrong? And some have suggested that some of the blame could be with the very foods that we're consuming.
Well, but it's not due to GMOs. So let's be clear. Yeah. There's plenty of studies that debunk any connection, scientific connection between the use of genetically engineered crops or food to diseases. Mm-hmm. Let's take cancer, for example. The biggest, most cancer rates are down for major cancers. There's been a slight uptick in a few that have been tied to obesity rates, actually. So there's no scientific connection between genetically engineered foods and any uptick in diseases. So I think that's a lot of scaremongering that the anti-GMO movement uses. Mm-hmm. They particularly point to things like ADHD and autism, and that this could be the reason why. But there's no evidence to bear that out. Now, you could also say we've seen an uptick in the sale of organic goods mm-hmm. and organic products, and you could make a correlation between more organic food being eaten and the same diseases. So it's really a specious argument. And the bottom line is that genetically engineered crops have been a boon to our agricultural system, a benefit to our farmers, and a benefit to our food supply.
Well, your point's well taken here, Julie. And this is why we, you know, we love having you on, because we need to, you know, have an open discussion about this because, you know, for example, we've got an anti-GMO bill that you write about that is ridiculous and unscientific. I mean, it's amazing how science, when it fits an agenda, is very convenient to use. And when it doesn't, then, you know, we just ignore it.
Exactly, Bill. And you know, I think I identified early on that this was not a scientific issue. You know, I have a lot of scientists who I talk with and work with who want to stay focused on the science. But the opposition to GMOs is not rooted in science. And it's an ideological movement by organic companies and executives who want to scare people away from GMOs and move them towards buying their organic products that are non-GMO, and environmental groups who are at their root anti-capitalist, anti-corporate activists. So there's a lot more to this story than meets the eye. And, you know, the GMO labeling bill that you're referring to, I opposed. Mm-hmm. The night that the Senate was debating this worthless GMO labeling bill was the night that 5 Dallas police officers were killed. And at the same time, I'm watching the news and I'm seeing what's happening in Dallas. And I'm seeing some of our top lawmakers holding up pictures of M&Ms talking about how we should label processed food. There was such a disconnect between what's happening in America and lawmakers, business groups wasting their time on this. It's really been a disservice to the American people.
Well, you know, when you have government as bloated as it is and it's so regulation minded, I mean, this is, you know, we've got a federal government that, you know, is on steroids when it comes to regulations. You know, is it any wonder? I mean, they feel like they have to be the answer. There's no longer self-responsibility. You know, we the people are just too stupid. We don't know.
And you know what, Bill, if this actually had anything to do with the health or safety or nutrition of the food that we're eating, that's fine. That you could argue is under the purview of the federal government. This is not. And Debbie Stabenow, the senator from Michigan, made very clear on the Senate floor that this is a marketing issue. So you have United States senators talking about how food should be marketed. That is not what the American people want their leaders talking about, wasting their time, food companies and agricultural interests wasting millions of dollars on this specious issue. It's not even something that should be regulated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really a shame that we've gotten to this point and the time and money that's been wasted on GMO labeling to tell consumers absolutely nothing, I just find outrageous.
Well, and as you write, Julie, GMO technology has been declared safe by every major scientific organization. Explain that to our audience. So, you know, again, you know, we've had such misinformation that has been put out there, and you know, I really appreciate you coming on and being a voice of reason and bringing the facts before the audience so that they can choose for themselves.
Well, I so appreciate you having me on because it's really important to get this side of the story out. The National Academies of Sciences released a very lengthy 400-page report back in May, and I urge anyone who's really interested in this issue, you don't need to read the entire report, but at least the executive summary. And it says flat out, GMOs are safe. They're safe to eat. They don't pose any threat to human health or the environment. It goes through a number of diseases, to your point, and health issues, and debunks any connection between GMOs and those diseases. And it's very clear also about the potential benefits of this technology. You know, it's been used here safely for 20 years, and that's fine. And it's been a great benefit to us. But the global applications that can be used for this technology to boost the nutritional value of food, to allow food to be grown in hostile climates, is really amazing and something that we should embrace. And, you know, that's a big part of my activism as well.
Mm-hmm. The last time we talked, we talked about the, you know, what was going on in Vermont with the GMO labeling law. Update us on that, if you would, because it took effect, last week, July 1st, huh?
Yes, correct. July 1st. This was a big motivation for Congress to pass their version of the labeling bill. And if President Obama signs it, which he's expected to, it will nullify the Vermont GMO labeling law, which requires food companies to label any food that has any genetically engineered or modified ingredients in them. Now, what was happening, Bill, is this law was unfolding. It was really disastrous to the Vermont economy, to consumers, to food companies who are pulling their products, thousands of products pulled from the shelves. Mm. I talked to a representative of Abbott, which makes Similac and other products, They had to hire consultants to go to Vermont and put stickers on all of their products in over 250 stores. It was just ridiculous. And so, unfortunately, now Congress stepped in. They're going to nullify this law. I would have been a lot
exactly.
of fans.
Well, Julie Kelly, one of the leading voices in the increasingly contentious debate about America's food system, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Julie.
You married. Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-425-6588 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-425-6588. 800-425-6588.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Bye.
getting carried away here. You know, a little La Bamba music, taking me back to my roots. You know, it's what every young Hispanic kid learns, when they get a guitar. They learn two things, you know, how to swing a bat at a piñata and how to play play La Bamba on the guitar. You got to do that. Breaking news here. Judge has ordered would-be Reagan assassin John Hinckley Jr. to be freed. And, of course, we'll have more about that as this continues to develop. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, about 20 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Jenny Burrows, Senior, is with us. She's a product manager, exterior and interior paints, and specialty products with PPG, maker of Glidden Paints. And as the lazy days of summer continue, do-it-yourself enthusiasts and home improvement professionals alike are anything but lazy. The warm weather provides the perfect opportunity to tackle those home improvement to-do lists, from adding color to our landscaping to beautifying outdoor patio spaces and even finally repainting the vinyl siding of our homes. And here to help us out is Jenny Burrows, as I mentioned. She's a Glidden Paints expert. Jenny, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for coming on. I mean, it's those hazy days of summer and times when, you know, we can get caught up with, some of the do-it-yourself projects, because you just can't stay in the house when it's so gorgeous outside, right?
Right, exactly. There's lots of things to do outside.
Well, let me ask you, what are some of the most common outdoor do-it-yourself projects that homeowners tackle in the summer months?
So a lot of times people will want to update the outside accents of their house, so things like their front door or their shutters or garage doors, or even update the whole exterior body or the siding of the home as well.
Mm-hmm. And some of these, touches that happen during the summer, you know, add value, curb appeal, just make you feel good about your house. Getting a fresh paint, it's kind of like taking your car out and getting a car wash, isn't it?
Exactly. And, with the ability to do it yourself or hire somebody, it really makes you feel proud about your home and want to welcome people into it.
Well, you're protecting your investment. Why not? I mean, here it is, in many cases, your number one investment, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Well, when it comes to renewing and protecting the exterior vinyl of our homes, what things should we consider?
So I think the most important part when painting the exterior vinyl siding of your home is to really select the right product. So the Glidden Vinyl Renew product is a new product that offers a durable, long-lasting finish to restore and protect vinyl. So when you think about traditional paints, if you applied those to vinyl sidings, you really have a very limited color palette, in the sense that you should never paint vinyl siding any darker than what it is today with traditional paints. Because what happens is sometimes it will lead to warping or buckling from the color and the UV rays. But the Glidden Vinyl Renew offers you a solution that you have. We have a signature palette of 50 of the most popular vinyl colors.
Wow.
That Glidden Vinyl Renew comes in and really offers you an opportunity to not only refresh your home or slightly change the color, or, even drastically change the color if needed.
Well, little accents like this, and I say little, I mean, I know if you're in the middle of the project, it goes, "That's so little, Martinez, you got to come over and, pick up a brush and help me here." I understand that. But comparatively, as you say, and especially with this new technology that Glidden makes available to us, it's that, as we were talking about, that added spark of, of color, to the entrance of your home. And, and you've got some great ideas, and you've seen what other people have done, by utilizing this technology and Glidden paints, right?
Yeah, and it's really a cost-effective alternative to replacing vinyl siding, or, when you're thinking about painting the front door, it's really a way to quickly change the surface or change the look of the house without spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some backyard basics. As the expert do-it-yourselfer and Glidden Paints expert, you're saying if you're planning on putting in a new patio, for example, consider the various materials that will complement the vinyl color of your home, right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, and I think with any do-it-yourself project, it's always important to make sure that not only you're selecting the right product and using the right equipment, but really preparing the surface that that you're planning to paint or coat. So if you think about painting vinyl siding or any surface, you want to make sure that you remove anything that that is loose or remove the dirt, the chalk, and the mildew that builds up. You just need to provide a sound surface for the paint to stick to.
Well, Jenny, I think you bring up an important point here as well, and that is about visualizing the space. You know, planning goes a long way here. I like your suggestion about using string or rope to outline your patio. Explain that to our audience.
Yeah, really, it's making sure that you visualize. So you measure out really what you want to add or what you really how you want to accent the house. So I think planning is very important. If you plan ahead and really have a vision before you start, the project always seems to turn out better. And I think on time, it helps you stay encouraged to keep working on the project.
Exactly. Yeah, you just keep that going because when you forget and you get frustrated and maybe you've hit your knuckles a couple times with a hammer by accident and you think you're about ready to walk away, you remember what you're trying to do. I'm a flower. I'm a color person. I love color in the backyard. And you say no before you grow, right?
No before you grow?
Yes. That's what your piece says. Before you start to plant, look around your yard, think of where you want certain plants to grow and thrive, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, you're encouraging us to do your research on where plants should be placed to highlight the home's vinyl exterior while also making sure that you get the appropriate sun and shade. I mean, this is a total makeover where you're looking at, painting the vinyl of your home, but it's a kind of a holistic and a total approach to, what kind of look that you're going to have after everything is said and done, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you can really divide that project into pieces, but fortunately and unfortunately, keeping up the exterior home can be a lot of work. So it's always good to, select certain projects for certain weekends or certain even seasons of the year.
I know, Jenny, we're suggesting these things, and some of the guys are going, wait a minute, man, I'm going from vinyl sliding now. I'm looking at, planting posies here. And hey, look, it's going to be spectacular once this is all done because we appropriately visualized, what this is going to look like, right?
Exactly, yes. Yep.
Well, where can our listeners go for more information, Jenny?
For more information on our Glidden products, you can go to glidden.com. Or the Glidden Vinyl Renew product we talked about today is now available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Yeah, and the palette, I mean, when we're talking about, what did you say, 50? Over 50 choices? 50. That is absolutely brilliant. I mean, because like you said in the past, we were very limited, but we can thank Glidden very much for expanding the palette of opportunities and variances for us. And then you can also make sure you can thank Jenny for all these great ideas, how we can, restore our original vinyl siding and add a spark of color to the entrance of your home. Even considering the backyard and the total look of the home and, planting, the right flowers, that are going to get the appropriate sunlight, all that good stuff. And knowing, as you say, before you grow, it's all part of the planning process. So again, Jenny, where can they go for information that they need to know?
Glidden.com or visit your local Home Depot store.
There is Jenny Burrows, Senior Product Manager for Interior and Exterior Paints and Specialty Products in the Architectural Coatings Business of PPG. Thank you, Jenny.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-in-a-Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, why not, huh? Let's go to Rio. It's party time. Why not? Hey, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. We had to play that song because in a festive mood is Matthew Whitaker, former U.S. attorney, president of the Ethics Watchdog Group, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. Matt, I just wanted to lighten things up a little bit. I know that you deal with a lot of heady stuff, and hey, why not? Let's do a little dancing into this segment here, right?
Yeah, let's get our pina coladas and our hula skirts out.
Hey, you're my kind of guy. I knew it. Hey, why not? Because, meanwhile, we had the Clinton Foundation movie, Clinton Cash, released this weekend, and the ire of America is on the rise. And what we understand is there's renewed calls for the FBI, IRS, and FTC investigations into the Clinton Foundation. Did you get a chance to see that movie yet?
I have not seen the movie, but I did hear that the IRS is actually going to pick that letter up and look at the issues that it presents. So that would be a interesting development, to say the least.
Well, you know, it's just it's that that lie that just won't go away, and here we are. I mean, you know, we bust open the glass ceiling, the first woman to be nominated by a major party for the office of President of the United States. Her trustworthy numbers are in the tank, and here we've got two movies. We got Hillary's America from Dinesh D'Souza, and then, of course, from the book that was released earlier this year from Peter Schweitzer, Clinton Cash. It's quite an indictment, you know, Matt. You know, in following the cash and following the money with this Clinton Foundation, it's pretty scary stuff. And as we were talking with Peter Schweitzer the other day, you sense that there's you get the cockroach effect, you know, when the light goes on, all the cockroaches are scattering. People, I just see them hunkering down and going, God, I hope they don't find me out, because it really points to something a lot more diabolical than just the Clinton Foundation.
Well, and I don't know if you and Mr. Schweitzer did talk about it or not, but if you remember the Comey press conference and then the Comey testimony in front of Congress,
Yes.
I at the end, and you had to watch till the end, he was asked specifically about investigation of the Clinton Foundation, and he used the famous prosecutor word that I learned and knew very well, which is, I can't confirm or deny the existence of an investigation. And so, that was the dog whistle to me that said they're still looking at the Clinton Foundation. And knowing Jim Comey like I do, it would not surprise me for him to come out the first time, build all this credibility. It's kind of a fair and honest guy, especially in the eyes of the left. Mm-hmm. And then in the second press conference based on the Clinton Foundation, to just drop the hammer because, he's now in the eyes of a lot of people, judge, jury, and executioner, especially on the left, kind of nothing to see here. And, the other thing that's frustrating me, is Jim Comey said that Hillary Clinton violated criminal law,
mm-hmm.
that she was just not going to recommend prosecuting her. And then Sunday, what do we have? We have Hillary Clinton go on 60 Minutes saying, same rules don't apply to me that apply to everybody else.
Exactly.
So, well, I mean, I'm sure your listeners' heads are spinning. It's an extraordinary time, but by and large, sort of, I think the long view of history, and I think we'll look back and we'll know exactly what was going on at the Clinton Foundation while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
Well, when our country, 7 out of 10 of us approximately, say we're on the wrong track, I say one of the foundational issues we're dealing with are ethic and moral issues. And this speaks to this, Matt, is that, for so long we've had politicians in our government that, it has become a refined profession and one that serves them instead of the people that supposedly they took an oath to serve.
Yeah, and that's, as the whole purpose of the group I run, which is Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, is to hold, politicians and public servants accountable when they put their own interests ahead of the interests of the people they serve. And that, if Bill Clinton is getting more money while his wife is Secretary of State for his speeches than he ever did before or after, I mean, that should tell you something, that there are those, especially foreign governments and foreign entities, that want access to Secretary Clinton and believe they could get it either through donations to the foundation or paying huge speaking fees to her husband.
Yeah. And it's not, Matt, it's not like this is a big leap of faith and we have to wait until the stars perfectly align. I mean, this has been a problem with government and power and greed from day one. Nobody's perfect here. We're all human beings. We all make mistakes. And, given the opportunity and particularly the way, government is run, I mean, we've had, one indictment after another from day one of the political process here in this country where people have overstepped their bounds. They can't handle the power and they see all this money and greed grows. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, again, where Peter Schweizer pointed out that there was insider trading taking place in Congress. And this was one of the reasons why, senators and congressmen were becoming so wealthy in their position of office. I mean, it's almost like you want to tell them, hey, forget it. We're not going to pay you guys because you guys are already skimming off the top anyway. So why are we paying you on top of all this other money that you're ripping off from the public, all in the name of public service, dare I say, Nancy Pelosi and Denny Hastert and company.
Right. And, Hastert's a prime example where he took advantage of the information that he was able to gather from his position and become multimillionaire, but this goes to what we need to get back to in our country, and that is the idea that politics is not a profession. That it is, you serve the public, you go, you do your several terms, and then you go back to the job and to the community instead of staying in Washington D.C. and just finding another way to monetize your connections and experience. And that until we get back to kind of our bakers and candlestick makers and, everybody else just going, serving, not enjoying the service, but doing it out of an obligation to make their community better. And then going back into the real world, I think we're going to continue to have this where public servants line their pockets and never want to get out of it. And, the presidency went through that with FDR.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody served two terms until all of a sudden he was, the only person that could hold that office. And we had to change the Constitution for that. And I think, the time is coming where we need to get back to the idea of citizen servants instead of
exactly.
career politicians.
Yeah, term limits. I'm with you on that, Matt, because the temptation is right there. And again, as I said earlier, the thing that concerns me is that, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know that this runs a lot deeper. You know, and I even asked Peter about that. I just said, I'm not asking you to tell me and reveal what the future is, but I got to imagine as you're doing this, you're seeing other entities and other involvements. And of course, some of those have already been exposed. They're so obvious that they've already been indicted. But in this particular case, when you've got, you know, the Clintons involved, and what we've been seeing again is that, you know, there's the rule of law and then there's the rule for the Clintons.
Well, and mark my word, I know that you've been watching a little bit of this DNC, and I know your listeners saw it, and you saw Michelle Obama speak, and you thought in your back of your mind, wow, I wonder if she's ever going to run for office.
Yes.
You know who's going to set up the next? It's going to be the Obama Foundation, and it's going to be the Clinton Foundation on steroids, and they are going to line their pockets and house political talent and do all the kind of things that the Clintons figured out how to do first, and they're going to do it better. Because, quite frankly, my sense is that, you know, the Obamas are smarter than Bill and Hillary and a little more sophisticated.
Well, they certainly already have a runway. The Clintons have already established that. And, you know, and the Clintons have, you know, they built up the Clinton Foundation based on what was already, you know, there, formed up and modeled. So they're following, you know, they're following their track. So, you know, so why not? And look at, you know, look at Michelle's popularity. I mean, she ignited that group, and her numbers are a lot higher than her husband's right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, you could tell in watching that speech, I believe it was on Monday, that, you know, that she has really grown in
yes.
that office. And you know, this is all about political dynasties. I mean, they are the counterweight on the left to the
exactly.
Clinton.
Well, Matt, we're out of time. Matt Whitaker, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. You know, joining the good fight to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, because it is that significant and vital, and especially for a time such as this and this 21st century America that we're looking at. With us right now, we're honored to have the one and only Peter Schweitzer. He's the president of the Government Accountability Institute, best-selling author, including his latest book, which has now become a movie, Clinton Cash. Peter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Peter, I guess Google couldn't mess with the analytics, the trending on Facebook and everything. I mean, Zuckerberg had to think, oh, my goodness, how can we slow this train down? But the response for the general public on Clinton Cash was beyond overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, it's tremendous. Number one trending on Facebook North America. We had more than 290,000 people tune in to watch it. And we know that in a lot of cases, people had several people with them watching it. So the audience we reached was enormous. And I think it just shows, Bill, the hunger that people have for information on Hillary Clinton. I mean, there are areas that the media won't go, things they won't look into, questions they won't ask. And then also sometimes, you know, there's just stuff sort of thrown up there that is more in the level of rumor. What we did was look at facts, look at information, do serious investigative work, and we put together a portrait of the way in which Bill and Hillary Clinton operate. And it's really quite scary.
Well, Peter, we talked when you first released the book, and we've had several conversations about this and connecting the dots, and I, like you, have been astounded that the mainstream media has refused to do their job on these issues. As you say, you know, you're not asking people to put a bunch of tinfoil hats on and, you know, and sing some sort of anti-Clinton mantra. I mean, here's the facts, connect the dots. There's a cause and effect relationship, and clearly, in many cases, the difference was we had a Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and a former president whose speeches suddenly, you know, start to skyrocket in terms of their value.
That's right. I mean, to pick just one example to show how absurd the media's position has been, as the book came out, or before the book came out, we went to some of the top investigative units in the mainstream media. We went to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and ABC News. All three of them ended up running stories that were supportive of the material and the stuff that we exposed. The New York Times in particular did a 4,000-word front-page story in the New York Times about the Russia uranium. That story came out last year. We've had all these presidential debates on the Democratic side. There have been numerous interviews that Hillary Clinton has done on CNN and MSNBC. Has she been asked a single question about that Russia uranium deal? No,
exactly.
She has not. So think about any other public figure, any other politician in America that had a 4,000-word front-page piece in the New York Times that said you had undisclosed donations that you were hiding going into your foundation. It was coming from Russian-connected entities, and you played a role in transferring 20% of U.S. uranium to Russia. And any other politician in America who had a story written about that, like that, about them, would be subject to a barrage of media coverage. With the Clintons, it's been radio silence from CNN and these other outlets.
Exactly, and that's the most astounding thing, Peter. I sat in a room, there's probably eight of us watching the movie, and on the uranium deal particularly, one person couldn't help. It was a guttural response, and they just said, that's treason.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. People are used to presidents and powerful politicians, you know, giving ambassadorial appointments, you know, make this guy that gave me a bunch of money or raised a bunch of money for me, I'm going to make him ambassador to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. People, unfortunately, have become accustomed to kind of rank-and-file corruption. But the uranium deal shows the extent to which the Clintons are willing to sell just about anything. I mean, this is the material that makes up nuclear weapons. It's for civilian nuclear technology, and it's the Russian government.
Yes.
That's buying this, and you have money going to the Clinton Foundation funneled through these companies like Solida, a Canadian that is actually owned by the Russian government, is funneling millions of dollars to the Clintons. And it's absolutely shocking.
Well, Peter, the other thing you point out in the movie, which you did in the book, of course, was exactly what happened in Haiti. And it seems that Haiti is kind of the microcosm of this model that they use, and that is where they go where the money is. So if there is an influx of money, particularly government money, they're swooping down like vultures, getting control of that government money, all in the, you know, the idea, the surface look that, you know, they're just out of their beneficence. They're there, but it's all about them, clearly, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And Haiti is a very sad but true example of that. And I tell people, if you want to find ground zero of people who are fist-shaking angry at the Clintons, go to Haiti. I mean, the Haitian community in New York is out protesting in front of the Clinton Foundation on a weekly basis because you had hundreds of millions of dollars sent to Haiti for the purposes of rebuilding. And that money has not helped the Haitians. It's ended up helping a handful of Clinton Foundation donors who give them money, who give them speaking fees. In fact, one of the things that we highlight in the book and in the film is gold mining. You know, Haiti mm-hmm. has a long history with gold mining that is, you know, controversial. I mean, it deals with slavery. And so they stopped giving out gold mining exploitation permits, as they call them, years ago. Well, they started doing that again while Bill and Hillary Clinton were in charge of Haitian reconstruction. And the first gold mining exploitation permit goes to this company called VCS Mining that has no history of gold mining whatsoever. But what they do have is Tony Rodham, Hillary Clinton's brother, sitting
Amazing.
On the board.
Exactly.
I mean, you cannot find more of an insider deal than that, and I think a more stark example of the kind of exploitation and cronyism that the Clintons engage in than that.
Do you find it ironic that she's the first to talk about how the ultra-wealthy are getting more money, the middle class, the poor people aren't getting anything, and the Clinton Foundation is an exact example of the very thing supposedly she disdains?
Yeah, I mean, that's right, and it shows the two different models that we're talking about. So, you know, you look in the world of high tech, and you see a guy like Bill Gates, or you know, you see the late founder of Apple Computer, Steve Jobs. They become fabulously wealthy because they produce products that people voluntarily choose to buy. Nobody forces you to buy an iPad or an iPhone. People
right.
choose to do it. Contrast that with the cronyism model of the Clintons, where they go to places like Haiti or Kazakhstan or Colombia, and it's all about seeking out and squeezing a deal with the government whereby you get a important asset like a gold mining permit at the expense of somebody else, and you get that deal not because of merit, but because you're the one that's greasing the right palm. That's the biggest contrast, I think, between sort of traditional free market capitalism and the crony capitalism that the Clintons excel at.
It's, to me, quite amazing what they've been able to execute here, Peter. You know, countries usually go to war to get access of people's minerals. And what the Clintons have been able to do, based on a quid pro quo model, is go in and set up their cronies in play, supposedly. I mean, use the power of the government and the power of the Secretary of State position, allowing some, you know, special treatment, and to be able to access the minerals of these different countries. This is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the film and the book take you to, you know, four different continents, you know, from Central Asia to Africa to Latin America, to show how governments, you know, in these countries control who gets a mining permit. And mining in these countries is enormously profitable because they don't have the safety or environmental precautions that you have in the United States and elsewhere. So
exactly.
Getting those assets is enormously lucrative. So if you have the Secretary of State and her husband on your side, and they can do favors for you as a third world despot, you are going to be glad and happy to give a mining permit to one of their buddies because it's going to help you in the end. And then
right.
The mining buddies, of course, are going to put money in the pockets of the Clintons. So everybody wins except the people that live in those countries and American citizens who now get decisions based on personal profit for the benefit of the Clintons, not policies based on what's in the best interest of the country.
The other thing that came out in terms of a general anecdotal comment, Peter, with the group that I was in is that, you know, this seems so acceptable. And we're not hearing anything from the mainstream media, nor are we hearing anything from other politicians. This speaks of a model of acceptance that could run much deeper than the Clinton Foundation.
No, I think that's a great point, Bill. And this is what I try to tell people, that look, this is about something more than the Clintons. I mean, I know we've got an election coming up and there's a lot of attention focused on it. But here's the bottom line, what everybody has to recognize, independent, Republican, conservative, liberal, Democrat, everybody. In Washington, D.C., if you give politicians a means by which they can get rich off of government service, they will take it in a heartbeat. And it doesn't matter if that politician is a liberal or a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have with the Clintons is a new and dangerous model of self-enrichment. And if we don't deal with this, Bill, we could have, 5 years from now, a Secretary of Defense deciding, you know, I'm going to put my spouse on the lecture circuit. I'm going to set up a foundation. I'm going to take money from all these foreign entities. We are
sure.
going to see the sovereignty of the country undermined.
Exactly. Well, Peter, congratulations on the movie. I would say on behalf of hundreds and thousands, if not millions of people, we appreciate all the hard work that went into the book, the movie, Clinton Cash. And, of course, now the book is going to be on paperback. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, best-selling author, including, of course, his latest book, now going to paperback, as I mentioned, Clinton Cash. Peter, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for having me.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is